A Jewish Journal article. Iranian state-run paper threatens to destroy Israel. Just one wrong move. The Tehran Times, an Iranian state-run newspaper, issued a threat against Israel with the headline, "Just One Wrong Move," and a map of targets for Iranian missile attacks. The Wednesday edition of the Times stated that an intensification of Israeli military threats against Iran suggests that the Zionist regime has forgotten that Iran is more than capable of hitting them from anywhere. The map published in the Times showed several targets in Israel as well as in Lebanon and the West Bank. Associate Dean and Director of Global Social Action Agenda at the Simon Wiesenthal Center Rabbi Abraham Cooper said in a statement, "Iran has just explicitly threatened Israel through its Tehran Times mouthpiece." The Simon Wiesenthal Center urges all countries involved in Vienna talks with Iran, led by the United States, UK, Germany, France, to publicly denounce Iran for the regime's threats and support for terrorism across the region. If there is no pressure for regime change by the world's most powerful democracies, they must at least link any further softening of sanctions to behavioral change by the mullahocracy, he added. Iran is already threatening its neighbors with nuclear blackmail and one way or other will have nukes soon. That will create a sure path to catastrophic war. Why are our leaders silent when Israel and the Gulf states are continually threatened with annihilation by the Iranian regime? Stand With Us tweeted that the paper showed that the Iranian regime has made their aim very clear. They want the state of #Israel destroyed. They added, "The Iranian regime is a threat to world stability. When will the world wake up?" Iranian Americans for Liberty Executive Director Brian E. Lieb tweeted, "This is who President Joe Biden is negotiating with. Makes me sick. Should make every American sick." He added in a later tweet, "I view this front page headline, coupled with everything else from the Islamic Republic, as a declaration of war against Israel. I wouldn't be surprised if Israel is in the process of launching strategic strikes against Iranian nuclear targets as I type this." The satirical Mossad Twitter account tweeted to Twitter, "Is threatening genocide of our people a common practice on your platform?" Emily Schrader, founder and CEO of Social Light Creative, noted that the Times map also had Palestinian and Lebanese targets. "Israel, don't mess with Iran or they'll fire rockets at your enemies," she wrote. The Tehran Times threat comes amidst negotiations in Vienna between Iran and the United States as well as various Western countries to persuade Iran to re-enter the 2015 nuclear deal. Then-President Donald Trump exited from the deal in 2018. Since then, Iran has ramped up its nuclear capacity to 60% purity, just below the 90% threshold needed to build nuclear weapons.